You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. It's Kelsey Stieber from the Public Affairs Office. I'm joined with a very special guest today, Command Sergeant Major Oliver. He is in charge of MCOM readiness. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing amazing, and it's good to be with you all.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. All right. Before we get into everything, do you just want to give like your background and your Army experience?
So background, Command Sergeant Major now for about 10 years. But before that, I was an armor soldier stationed here a couple years ago, 2015, over in the 2nd Brigade area. I had the squadron over there. But an armor soldier by trade, love that community, love what I do. So I've been doing this now for about 30 years now and having fun still.
Awesome. Well, that's good that you're still having fun. So from all your experience, what lessons have you specifically taken away from your time as the MCOM Readiness Command Sergeant Major?
So what I would say is background of prior to about 5 years ago, all my experience was on the tactical side. And with the tactical side, we were a consumer of all the resources that were on the garrison. We didn't necessarily care how they evolved, how they got here, and we just wanted what we wanted. So learning and understanding what the actual garrison does for the community is very important. And so with having 20,000 civilians working for us, and I thought originally, and I'll say this publicly, I thought our civilian workforce, I didn't understand them. I didn't know how hard they worked. I didn't know what they did. So I seen them as the retired old folks that were more interested in disciplining us than actually giving us the resources we needed. That is so not the truth. And I will tell you, the workforce that we have is committed to the Army, committed to the soldiers, and committed to the mission of taking care of you every single day. So what I've learned, the biggest challenge that I've learned in this job is how awesome our civilian workforce is.
Well, I appreciate that from a civilian in the workforce. So reflecting as your time in visiting different garrisons, what specifically do you think Fort Stewart does well?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, just starting off, Fort Stewart sucks. I gotta be clear about that. No, I'm just joking with you all. I gotta give a little humor in what we're talking about. But no, actually, Fort Stewart really has it all together. We get kind of briefed before we come out to each installation on what's going on the installation. And I will tell you, the briefing that we got for this installation said that you all were hitting on all cylinders. And we can appreciate that. And we see it in the work that you're doing for the soldiers every day here and their families. So first of all, I just want to say kudos because quite honestly, as we traverse across the 24 installations that we're responsible for, I can't always give that same report. But I will tell you, Fort Stewart is awesome. I absolutely love it, and I'm loving the visit so far.
Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're having a good time. But what are some things that maybe we can improve upon as a garrison?
So she probably can improve on not trying to stump me with the questions, because it sounds like that's one that I didn't really want to answer. No, I'm just joking. So to be honest with you, I think you're doing awesome. I don't think there's really any one thing that I would highlight and say, hey, you need to look at this, approve on this. Everybody has their best practices across the board, and I think y'all are sharing all your best practices and learning from other installations. Other installations are learning from you. And of course, we could have priorities and things that we focus on a little bit more, but quite honestly, just left a briefing and talking to the DPW team and really just talking about recognition of people. And I think they got it right here. So improvements, I'm not prepared to give you that yet, but I do know that you're doing a lot of best practices to include rewarding the workforce for the outstanding things that they are doing.
Well, I guess we'll just keep doing what we're doing.
Absolutely.
If it's not broke, don't fix it, I guess.
Absolutely.
So switching, during your time also, what would you say you're most proud of your accomplishments as the Command Sergeant Major?
What I'm most proud of is any time that I can engage with leaders, soldiers, civilians, and kind of educate them, have that direct dialogue, that leader development, where we can learn from each other and what's going on. So most proud to be able to interact with people. I'm grateful to serve, and so being able to serve with people and just talk to them and get their interests, see how I can help them along, and quite honestly, learn a lot from them that helps me personally is where I think I strive at, just communicating and talking with people.
Yeah. Is there any advice that you would have for young soldiers? Like, you have a very long career, a very successful career. Looking back now, what would you say to other soldiers or other civilians even in their career?
What I would say is this, you gotta have a plan. So as you're starting off, you may not think that you are committed to the Army for the time, but that doesn't matter. Plan it out accordingly, because you never know where you're gonna go. If you don't have a solid plan, you really limit yourself because you miss opportunities to do certain things. So planning things out by putting it on paper, looking at it, watching it, making sure that you're meeting the milestones. Milestones gotta be realistic. You kinda won't get there, but planning, getting a mentor, very important people, and you know, one that maybe is in your MOS, another one that may not be in your MOS, that's the same. All these things that I'm saying, they apply to soldiers just as well as they apply to civilians. But you gotta do it, and you gotta make it an active part of what you're doing. If you don't make it an active part, you won't be as successful as quickly as you possibly could, because you're not taking an active role in your active role in your future.
That's awesome. That's really good advice. And so, kind of recapping your experience, what do you think is next for Army Garrisons? Like, how are we moving into the future? How are we staying current? What do you see next for?
So, by next, what I would say is this. What we have to do is constantly innovate, evolve to what our communities want. We can't necessarily create it based on what we think people need, our soldiers, our family members, our civilians. What we've got to do is go out there and get what they need, communicate with them, and as they need it, and as we see things changing, as we see cultures changing, we've got to be innovative in order to move the ball forward in that. We just can't stay stuck in what we've always done. As long as we're continuing to move the ball and innovating in a way where our the people that we support are their wishes, then I think we're going to be successful. Just don't stay stuck. Move the ball forward is what I would say to that.
I love it. Awesome. Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I appreciate you giving me this time really to talk to Fort Stewart. It is one of the places I love to come back to and talk to. My first battalion CSM job here, so really a key part of my history as a soldier, and I love what you do. So anytime you can invite me back to do things like this, I really appreciate the opportunity. And thank you for doing the interview and giving me the softball questions. I really appreciate that. I thought I was going to be nervous, but you took care of me, so I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for taking your time. Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield, that's all we have for today. We'll see you next time.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.